came across an interesting halacha that I was really unaware of before in the following context. First, I'll dedicate this time in halacha shir l'zecher nishmas Shmuel ben Yosef HaKohen, because it was his patira that brought about this topic. So a fellow I didn't know, but I know many of his chashva family members. So I got a shayla from a family member of this Mr. Sam Kahan, who passed away recently, whether the Onanim, while they were in Aninus, should light Neros Chanukah. So what's the Pashut answer? Does an Onan light Ner Chanukah? Pashut answer should be, no, of course not. An Onan is part of our mitzvahs. It is a mission in the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Brachos. It is Halacha Pesuk and Shulchan Aruch. An Onan doesn't do mitzvahs. An Onan does not recite Brachos. Many Rishonim understand that it's Aser for an Onan to do mitzvahs, not just that they're Pashut, but that they're not permitted to do mitzvahs. So it seems like a pretty cut and dry case. Should be pretty open that the halacha is an onin doesn't do mitzvos, an onin also doesn't do averos. An onin is not allowed to sit down and have himself a cheeseburger either. He's not allowed to do averos, but he doesn't have to do mitzvos asay. So it should follow that an onin is pater from Ner Chanukah. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tov Reish Ayin, at the end of Simin Tov Reish Ayin, surprisingly quotes from a Prima Gadim and a Derech Chaim that an Onen does light Ner Chanukah. Well, not exactly. The Mishnah Berurah says if there's somebody else in the house, let that somebody else light Ner Chanukah with the bracha, and then the Machlokas Achronim, whether the Onen answers amen to that, then he wouldn't light his own because somebody else is lighting. The Derech Chaim seems to even imply that even if that other person doesn't live in the house, and he's only doing it mitoch the shlichus of the Onen, that the other person can light Ner Chanukah with a bracha. It doesn't sound that way from the Prim Gadim. Prim Gadim makes it sound like only if the other person also lives in the house and has his own obligation, he lights Ner Chanukah. But then the Prim Gadim says, and the Derech Chaim says, if nobody else lives in the house besides for an Onen, which often happens when a person dies, because who lives in the house? The family. So the entire family are Onanim. Prima Gadim writes that the Onan should light without a bracha. Why? What could possibly be the explanation? Mishum Pirsuminisa. Because of Pirsuminisa, says the Prima Gadim. The exact lashon of the Prima Gadim is that Viyira im ein ishto imo vuhu yichidi, if he doesn't have his wife and he's alone, yadli kaneros Pirsuminisa below bracha. Let him be madlik the neros Pirsuminisa without a bracha. How does that explain anything? And only he's pater from Pirsuminisa also, l'chora. He's pater from all mitzvos. Why on earth wouldn't Onen light Neros Chanukah? But it's not just that. There are several questions that one could ask over here. First of all, why would the Onen have any obligation to light? Second of all, how could we possibly understand the Prima Gadim that he's obligated in Pirsuminisa? Is there such a thing as an obligation of Pirsuminisa when there's no obligation in the mitzvah itself? So that's what we discussed on Thursday, right? Is there such a separate kiyum called Pirsuminisa? Is there some sort of kiyum mitzvah by putting a menorah on top of your car, or lighting in Central Park, or something like, or lighting up the Empire State Building in blue and white so everyone could realize that it's Hanukkah? Is that a separate kiyum called Pirsuminisa? Or is Pirsuminisa a function of, an outgrowth of, the mitzvah? So Pasha Pshad is that it's an outgrowth of the mitzvah, and that's why we only say a bracha on hadlaka at home or hadlaka in shul, where it's a takana miyuchedes. But not when we go to other places. Granted, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Paskin, not that way, but the majority of Poskin seem to assume that way. So that's also difficult. And another difficulty, how could the Onen have somebody else light for him b'shlichus? Generally speaking, if I'm not chayiv in a mitzvah, I can't make a shliach do the mitzvah for me. There's no din of shlichus. And furthermore, how can that person who's lighting for the Onen, according to the Derech Chaim, which is the Nesivus, how can that person recite a bracha? He doesn't live here. It's not his mitzvah. The Onen is a chayv in the mitzvah. He's lighting for the Onen. If the Onen himself were alone, he would not say a bracha. How could that person say a bracha? So there are three different approaches that I found that deal with this question. One approach was suggested by my brother, Rabbi Avi Leibowitz, Rosh Kollel in Palo Alto, California, and he suggested the following. The reason, why is it that an Onen is pata from mitzvah saseh, but chai velo saseh? Shouldn't he be allowed to eat a cheeseburger also? What's the problem? Why is it that he's pata from mitzvah saseh and chai velo saseh? So he suggests, it's not because mitzvah saseh are going to distract him from the kvura, whereas mitzvahs lo saseh will not be any sort of distraction from taking care of his mace. That is not the svara. We can prove that that's not the svara. Meaning, one might have thought, well, the mitzvah say to go out of his way to sit in sukkah, to go out of his way to, I don't know, whatever, sukkah is a bad example because it's yantav, but to go out of his way to put on tefillin, to do mitzvahs, that's going to distract him from the kavura. But just don't eat a cheeseburger. It's not going to distract him from the kavura to not eat a cheeseburger. But that's not the svara. And the raya that's not the svara is, the halacha is, that an onen is chayiv in netilas yadayim, because it's also to eat bread without netilas yadayim. So it's an iser to eat the bread without netilas yadayim. What if you don't have any water readily available? You follow all the same halachas of how far you have to go in order to find water. Isn't that going to be a major distraction from his avelos, that he's going to have to trouble himself to go find water? Yeah, afal piken, you have to do it. We don't care about the distraction. The halacha is, he's chayiv in mitzvah sosase. So what exactly is the svara that an onen is chayiv and los aseis, even though he's pata from aseis? The reason must be that violation of a los aseis is a much greater chutzpah than failure to fulfill an asei. Failure to fulfill an asei just didn't do. But to violate a los aseis is an active violation, that is considered a much greater chutzpah toward the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam was willing to forgive us the mitzvah aseis. Don't go out of your way. Don't do the mitzvah saseh. But lo saseh is considered to be more of a slap in the face. If that's the case, it could be that presumi nisa, mitzvahs that involve presumi nisa, are judged on a different scale. You know, we have a concept that in general, when it comes to mitzvahs, hamevazves, al yevazves yosem michamesh. We don't have to spend unreasonably for a mitzvah. But when it comes to a mitzvah of presumi nisa, you have to spend unreasonably. Afilu mocher ksuso, you have to sell your clothing in order to fulfill the mitzvah of presumi nisa. So it could be that in order to show the proper hakaras hatov for an ace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even going to be mechayev an onin. Because failure to show that hakaras hatov is considered to be a greater violation, a greater chutzpah klape maila, a greater chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, it's very difficult to tell. You know, you'd want to say, okay, let's look at other mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa and see if an onen is chayiv in those, in the other mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa. So what are the other mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa? So there are really only two in the Gemara. What are they? Megillah and Dalet Kosos. That's all you got. The problem is, there's no aninus on Pesach. There's no, it's Yontif, right? There's no aninus on Purim, at least the Lagabe Mikra Megillah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Megillah. So there's no test case. There's not Chanukah, there is Aninus. So there's nowhere else to look to see, oh, does Presumi Nisa beat out Aninus? Does the mitzvah Presumi Nisa, are you chayiv mitzvah Presumi Nisa when it comes to Aninus? There are no others. The only case where you could have Presumi Nisa and Aninus at the same time is Chanukah. It's the only example. So that's why it's difficult to understand or to know whether that approach is correct. A second approach is offered by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrei Kodesh. Rav Tzvi in Simon Chafei Oz Beis on Chanukah. In Mikrei Kodesh on Chanukah, he quotes Meryl Diskin that an onen light, not because he has any chiyuv of Avodah Gzeiras Chanukah. The halacha in the Gemara is in Shabbos. If a person has two doorways, one facing one street, one facing the other street, where does he light Neros Chanukah? By both. Why by both? You only have to light Neros Shubeso. Why do you have to light by both? Mishum Chashad, that people are going to pass by the other doorway and they're going to think that you didn't light Neros Chanukah. So apparently there is an iser of Chashad in not lighting Neros Chanukah. Says the Maril Diskin, an onen has to light, because if he doesn't light, it's going to be a concern of Chashad. Says Maril Diskin, aye, then why doesn't he say a bracha? He says, because what's the bracha? Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah of the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. He's pater from the mitzvah of the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. What mitzvah is he fulfilling? V'yisem Nikiyim, Hashem Yisrael. The person should be above any chashad. That it doesn't make sense to say the bracha, the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. That's why he doesn't say the bracha. In the commentary on the bottom of the Mikrei Kodesh, I think it's called the Harei Kodesh, I'm not sure. I think it was written by one of Rav Pesach Frank's children or grandchildren. So he writes that it's a little bit strange that the Maral Diskin has to explain why you skip the bracha based on this idea that you're not really fulfilling Neros Chanukah. You know why you skip the bracha? When you're lighting by your two doorways, asks the Harei Kodesh, when you're lighting by two separate doorways, do you say two brachas? No, the halacha is you only say bracha by the first doorway, not by the second doorway. Because when you're lighting mishum chashad, there's no bracha. So mela and one doesn't say a bracha when you're lighting mishum chashad. Well, you have to come up with a whole taira that it's not a fulfillment of Ner Chanukah, it's a fulfillment of Yisum Nikim. So he's very troubled by that. And he suggests two answers to that issue. Number one, he suggests, Arei Kodesh suggests, that when you light by a second door, you don't say a bracha because you already said the bracha by the first door. But an one never said the bracha before. He hasn't said the bracha anywhere else. So you would assume he says he would say the bracha. And that's why the moral discipline has to be mechadesh, that no, he's only fulfilling v'yisim nekiyim, and therefore he doesn't say a bracha. Furthermore, the Harei Kodesh suggests that maybe Maral Diskin is speaking even according to those poskim that you do say a bracha by the second doorway. Meaning there are those poskim that hold that even when lighting mishum chashad, you do say a bracha. Because their logic of saying the bracha is that chashad is very much connected to the notion of pirsumei nisa. Meaning as follows. If really there was a din that you had to light mishum chashad, how could there possibly be a halacha in the Gemara in Paskin Shulchan Aruch kavsa? What's the phrase kavsa? Ein zakukla. If the candles go out, you don't have to relight them. I would say, of course you have to relight them. Why? Chashad. Someone's going to walk by and say, oh, that person never lit Neros Chanukah. How could there be halacha of kavsa ein zakukla? So you see that chashad alone is not enough. It's only because, you know why you don't have to relight it? Because you already mekayim the pirsumei nisa when you lit it the first time. And therefore you don't have to relight it, even though it went out a minute later. Aye, what about chashad? No, you see that chashad and pirsumei nisa are very much connected to each other. So if it were just a concern that people would think you didn't light, there should be no halacha of kavsa ein zakukla. The onein has no chiyuv pirsumei nisa, and therefore he should say no bracha because his lighting is purely mishum chashad and not at all mishum pirsumei nisa. It's purely mishum v'yisim nikiyim. That's what the Maral Diskin is explaining. This explanation is very difficult because if the onein has no element of pirsumei nisa, so then it should be like kafsei and zakukla. The onein should have no chiv to light either. There should be no obligation to light. So that's a little bit difficult. A third approach I found, my friend Rabbi Warren Sinneman sent me from the Sefer Torah Mitzion, Simen Yud Zayin Oz Dalet. I don't know who the Torah Mitzion is, but he also quotes Maral Diskin, and he suggests as follows, following fascinating idea, that the Maral Diskin holds that the lighting is Mishum Chashad, because not everybody knows that the guy in that house is an onein. So the onein has to light Mishum Chashad. Once he has to light, here's the twist, once he has to light Mishum Chashad, he's chayiv Mishum Ner Chanukah also. Why? An onein is patur from Ner Chanukah. Why? Because he's busy with his maize. But if he's obligated to light Mishum Chashad, by definition, at those moments, he's not busy with his maize. He's busy with taking care of the concern of chashad. Oh, he's not busy with his mace at those moments. Memela, he's chayiv in the actual Ner Chanukah, in the real mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Why doesn't he have to say a bracha then if he's chayiv in the real mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? The requirement to recite a birchas mitzvah is totally separate requirement than the mitzvah itself. He's obligated in the mitzvah, but he's not obligated in a separate requirement of saying a birchas mitzvah. Says the Sefer Torah Mitzion, in the name of Maral Diskin, based on this we can understand why his shaliach, if it is the way you read the Derech HaChayim, his shaliach, who doesn't even live in that house, could light for him, because he has a mitzvah now, so shaliach could do the mitzvah for him, and say a bracha! Because the shliach is doing a real ma'aseh mitzvah on his behalf. The shliach is allowed to say a birchas mitzvah when he does a real ma'aseh mitzvah. The onein is not going to have to say the bracha because he's not obligated in the birchas mitzvah. The onein, though, is obligated in the mitzvah itself, it would turn out. So the shliach would be allowed to light the candle with a birchas mitzvah. Prima Gadim quotes two deos, whether the onein should answer amen to the bracha or not. So that's two deos in Prima Gadim, whether he should answer amen. So it turns out, this unbelievable, this whole Torah, I asked Rav Schechter, I saw him on Thursday night, I said, does an onein light Neros Chanukah? He said, of course not, he's pata from all mitzvahs. Why would he light Neros Chanukah? I said, good, that's what I thought. But the Mishaburu quotes Prima Gadim. He says, got to look up the Prima Gadim. It happens to be that the Prima Gadim starts his paragraph by saying, Onein Pater Miner Chanukah. And then he quotes that the Eli Rabbi says someone else lights. And then at the end he says, but it seems to me maybe he should light Mishum Pursu Minisa. I would think the Pashtus is still that he's really Pater. Yet, any poskim that I found that talk about it explicitly seem to say that he does it, and they're just trying to explain that Derech HaChaim and the Prima Gadim, they're trying to explain why it is that he would light Neros Chanukah if there's no one else to light for him in the house. So, Halach Lamaisa, I'm still not certain. What do you do when there's like Poshut reading of a Mishnah? Is that someone, you know, is one way, but there are a minority, very few poskim who discuss the issue, but those very few poskim who discuss the issue say the other way. Do you assume that the majority of poskim just assume like the Pashtus, that of course he's Pater? Or do you assume that the majority of the poskim go along with that minority? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to do. Halacha, halacha lemaisa. Okay.